This is Flick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff. Brought to you by NSTA, the National Science Teaching Association. Today's episode, Onward, Pixar's tribute to Dungeons and Dragons.
We might be out of gas.
But it says we have a full tank.
No, that doesn't work.
Growth spell! We grow the can, and then the gas inside will grow with it. Elbows up.
I'm trying to focus here.
Focus.
And you're... Oh, no.
It has been a while since audiences have seen a new Pixar film that was not part of a series or sequel. Onward, which is available to watch online now, introduces viewers to a world where magic is present, but old-fashioned. No humans exist in the Onward universe. It's populated with pixies, elves, dragons, centaurs, and unicorns instead. In the distant past, magic held sway, but once electricity was discovered and made to light a light bulb, folks began to switch to technological solutions. Onward's collection of creatures and their abilities reminds me of playing Dungeons & Dragons, which was no accident. A prominent thanks to the publishers of D&D appears in the credits. The story centers on two young elves, Ian Lightfoot, voiced by Tom Holland, and his older brother Barley, voiced by Chris Pratt. Their father, Wilden, died before Ian was born and when Barley was just a few years old, so they have been raised by their mother, Laurel, voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. When Ian comes of age at 16, he inherits a staff, a jewel, and a spell left behind by his father. The spell will allow Wilden Lightfoot to return from the dead for just one day, and casting the spell will consume the jewel. Of course, Ian and Barley try out the spell, but something goes wrong, and only half their father is restored when the jewel is consumed. Unfortunately, it's the bottom half, basically from his feet to his belt. To bring the rest of their father back, they will need another magical phoenix stone, and they will have to get it in 24 hours. What follows is their quest to find the phoenix stone and recast the spell before time runs out. Along the way, they meet pixies on motorcycles and a manticore tavern owner, and ride on an unconventional boat down a subterranean river. Through all the adventure and a movie based in magic, it might seem a stretch to find science connections, but I did spot some fun physical science that middle and high school teachers could use. In one scene in Onward's trailer, Ian attempts a spell to make a gas can larger, thereby creating more gas for Barley's van. The spell goes wrong and Ian shrinks Barley to just a few inches tall. Barley's voice becomes very high-pitched and squeaky when this happens, and that's exactly what physics says should happen. We make sound with our voices by pushing air through the voice box or larynx. The larynx includes the vocal cords and the cartilage that move the vocal cords as we breathe and speak. The vibration of the vocal cords are amplified by the shape of the throat and nasal passages. When Barley becomes tiny, his larynx and nasal passages get smaller, which causes his voice to get higher. The smaller space amplifies shorter wavelengths of sound, which are the higher pitch sounds. Some students might think this is what's happening when someone inhales helium, but it isn't. Helium in the larynx changes which frequencies are amplified, because sound travels faster in helium than in air. Breathing a gas that has a lower speed of sound would lower the voice. Please note, it's not a good idea for an adult to inhale helium and never allow students to breathe helium in class. A key point near the end of the film involves sunset. I won't reveal the details here for those who have not yet seen the film. The scene got me thinking about how long it actually takes for the sun to set. That is, how long it is from the moment the disk of the sun appears to touch the horizon until the sun sets fully below the horizon. In the movie, the full sunset takes about 5 minutes, but doesn't seem to flow at a constant rate. The actual time varies quite widely with the season and with latitude. Here's one way to think about it. Remember, the reason the sun appears to set is the Earth is rotating on its axis, which it does once every 24 hours. A point on the equator travels about 40,000 kilometers in 24 hours, so it's moving almost 1,700 kilometers an hour. Points north and south of the equator travel in smaller circles, so they're not moving as fast. For example, Seattle's about 48 degrees north of the equator, so the circle my house makes each day is only 27,000 kilometers in circumference, which means I'm moving only about 1,100 kilometers an hour. Since Seattle's not moving as fast as places near the equator, sunsets take longer here than in Bogota, Colombia, which is just 4 degrees north of the equator. Typical sunset time on the equator is just more than 2 minutes, which does not change much throughout the year. Far from the equator, seasonal variation is large, from 3.5 to 4.5 minutes at 50 degrees north or south. Of course, within the Arctic Circle, there's a period of time with no sunset in the summer and no sunrise in the winter. If you or your students care to look very closely at the end of the movie, you'll be able to find an inconsistency in how the sunset proceeds, which could mean that magic is not only able to temporarily bring someone back from death, but also to alter how quickly or slowly time passes. While Onward is not likely to join classics like Toy Story and The Incredibles as a Pixar masterpiece, it has some fun moments teachers can use to discuss the physics of sound and planetary geometry.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.